we're going to do, Szabo, is just take a look back in time. First of all, what drew you to Muscle Beach, and what was your first experience there?
Well, I came out here on a vacation, and somebody said, let's go to Muscle Beach. I was staying in L.A. So I went down to the beach, and I took a look around, and, you know, I saw George Eichmann and a few other guys, and I said, hey, man, I'm just going to stay here. Everybody's working out.
What year was that?
It was 1950.
Was it the summer of 50?
Yeah, I just came. It was just a vacation. Three of us drove across country.
From where?
New Jersey. We went from New Jersey to Miami. Spent a week in Miami. We drove down to Acapulco. Spent some time in Acapulco. And then from there we drove out to Muscle Beach, to L.A.
And was L.A. your ultimate goal? Did you know it all the way as you were traveling? Or was this sort of a spontaneous?
Yeah, I went to L.A. And then somebody said, let's go to the beach. And I said, all right, let's go take a look at the beach. And I took one look at the beach, and I said, boy, this is for me. And I never went back to Jersey. And the next day, I moved into Muscle House. And the following week, I got a job at Packard Bell so I could work and be out here and do my thing.
That's great. Did you know when you guys referred to the beach, did you know of Muscle Beach at that point?
Oh, yeah, I heard of Muscle Beach, but I never even thought about going down and seeing it, you know, because I used to read about it in Strength and Health magazine.
Were you training at a gym in New Jersey? Were you already into weightlifting and bodybuilding?
Yeah.
So you were already primed for the experience then?
I won Mr. New Jersey and Mr. Middle Atlantic States and stuff before I even come out here.
What year did you win Mr. New Jersey?
1948.
Okay, so you were well into it by that point. It was 1950,
oh, yeah.
The summer of 1950, and you came down and you guys said, why don't we go down to the beach? Szabo, do you remember what you saw, what images you can recall?
Yeah, there was
you?
A couple guys. Henry Lenz was down there, and John Farbotnick, George Eiferman, you know, a few of the guys, and I seen people working out, and I said, boy, this is it. And I just, that was it. I'd never left.
And you was every weekend or every day, or how did you work your time?
Yeah.
I guess you had to work. You had a full-time job.
Yeah. And then after a while, I got, you know, into the movie business and stuff where I could have time off, and then when I was off the time, I was at the beach every day when I was off.
When you say you got into the movie business, you came to L.A. in 1950.
Yeah.
You worked for Packard Bell?
Yeah.
And then along the way, something happened that got you into the movie business. And what facet, and how did that happen?
Yeah, we were working out at the gym, and they were this movie Athena. They were hunting for people to work on Athena because it was going to be about a muscle family living on a farm.
Was this at the dungeon? Was this a Vic Tanney gym, or was it on the beach?
I was working at the dungeon at the time, and they came down here and asked me to go for a test, and I went, and I was picked as one of the guys.
And that was the entrance into movies?
Yeah. From there, I got into the union, and then, you know, then the Mae West show came up. When I came back, we got into other...
Well, you worked with George and the gang then?
Yeah.
Of course, you and Joe. Who were all the guys? It was Szabo, Joe Gold, George Eiferman,
Arnold Tiny, Chuck Krauser, Richard Dubois. It was Harry Schwarzer, it was for a while, Chuck, Don Giuliano, and 50 Shafe.
So they were like six or seven?
Yeah, different guys, yeah.
Okay. And what year was Athena? When did that transition occur? Do you remember? 55?
Maybe around 53 or 4.
So within 5 years, you had gone from arriving in L.A.,
yeah, then
going to work, getting involved in the bodybuilding community, and then going into movies because of your involvement in bodybuilding.
Yeah, I even worked with Vic Tanney for a while.
Around the gym?
The gym. I managed the gym down at the dungeon.
Hey, Szabo, that Mae West thing is a fun thought.
It was the greatest.
Tell me about it. What year was that? How did it happen? Who put it together?
It was 1954.
And was it an on-the-road program that you guys did across the country?
Yeah, we were on the road for a year. We went to all the major cities, all the top nightclubs. We broke box records all over the country. And it was the first time people ever saw muscle guys, you know, because those days, they never heard of it.
Right.
And they all came to see us.
And Mae West was sort of the ambassadress, bringing you guys on. Did you drive the country together in a bus? Did you fly?
No, we flew.
So you had time back here in L.A. in between some of your road trips. You'd stop, be in
Not
town.
Not really, because we were always back east. We were all through the East Coast. We went all the West Coast. And we were on the road for a whole year.
What was it like, as an aside? What was the was it a lot of fun meeting the people? Was it fun working with Mae West? How was she as a person?
It was fun working with the chorus lines. We went through every chorus line in the country,
so to speak.
We were some of the top girls in the world. It was
beautiful.
Fun.
Hi, Zabe.
Hi, Zabe, Bob.
So it was a fun time.
That was great. It was, and we were getting good money at the time, and we were living well.
That's great. Yeah. What did that lead to? Was that more exposure for you in your show business activities?
No, I didn't care too much. I just done show business for the money.
Right.
I get the money and run. I never wanted to be an actor or anything like that. I just done my thing. I've done some stunts. I worked in the stunts for a while. I've done dick parts. Just things like that.
So because you were local in Hollywood and it was a way to make some added income.
Yeah. Okay. And it was easy.
Yeah.
There's nothing to it.
What fun. It seems like it's kind of obvious what made you return to Muscle Beach over and over again, but what kept you coming back over the years? Was it the people? Was it the training?
I loved the place. I loved the whole place. I loved the people. I loved the training. I liked the beach, the fresh air, sunshine. It was great.
And
it was a lifestyle we had.
What was the lifestyle?
I mean, it was laid back, you know, and all my friends are here. I've been here now all these years, and all my friends are still around here.
So there's a family.
Yeah.
You still socialize, get together and have dinner and do things with a lot of the people.
We see each other when you go out once in a while, yeah, you know.
Well, when you think about the people, and I know it's difficult because there's so many names you'd like to be able to recall, but somebody that might have, you know, trained with you, somebody that might have just been an amusing personality, what personalities stand out in your memory as just people that make you think of Muscle Beach back in that special era of 1950 to 1960?
Well, people are still around here. Joe Gold, Chuck Pendleton, you know. There was Harry Swartz. There was, so many, many people. Artie Zeller, Donald Giuliani, Roy Goldman. The whole crew was Chuck Mahoney.
And what makes those people unique? You know, as sticking together and as being friends, and the spirit of Muscle Beach, what would that be?
It was just the way of life, that was all. In those days, people looked down about people that worked out, so we all stuck together. And nowadays, it's like the end thing. It's funny because...
Complete turnaround.
Yeah, because then when we work in the movie business, I never told anybody we worked out because we never got parts.
And that was just 35 years ago. You know, 35, 40 years ago, and that
now,
much of a...
If you don't work out, they think you're crazy.
Right. It's a boom business.
And they thought we were crazy because we were working out then.
Shows how inconsistent society is about those things.
The Muscle Beach was off limits. Like they told the girls not to go down there because we had a bad reputation.
What girls?
You know, the parents used to tell their daughters not to go down there, but there was a... They used to go there just on purpose. We had all kinds of girls on that beach. It was great.
And they were there to see the guys and work out themselves, exercise and enjoy the sunshine?
Well, girls didn't work out too much in those days.
Yeah, except for Pudgy and some of them.
Just a handful of them.
Well, for a moment there, you know, there is a mixed reputation. Was it a safe place for people to go? Is there any validity to people saying that their daughters shouldn't go down there? Is there any danger to people?
There was no danger at all.
So everybody was it was a wholesome environment for the most part.
It was great.
How about the way Muscle Beach influenced your life? It sounds like career-wise, geographically, Muscle Beach is very much...
It influenced my life. It was my life. My whole life was working out. I planned my life around working out. My jobs and everything was all... It worked outside of being there somewhere for peace of mind.
So it was to support your hobby and lifestyle. What do you think of the world today? You were starting to talk about exercise, now it's changed. But what do you think of the world today as it relates to Muscle Beach? We can't replace it.
I feel sad about the world today because it's all drugs. And health doesn't enter the picture. See, in those days, I'd done it for health. Now these guys do it, and they're the most unhealthy guys you ever saw in your life.
Because of the steroids and the diuretics and...
They're dropping over on the stages, in contests, different things like that. A couple of them have died from taking too many drugs. It's all drugs.
Yeah, you know, when I think about you and Joe Gold and Steve Reeves and George Eiferman, I mean, Steve Reeves was Mr. America, I think, in 1948,
yeah.
and anabolic steroids weren't even available until the late 50s, early 60s.
Never bothered with them. I haven't used them in my whole life.
No need to. You went on the genetics?
I didn't want it. I just done it for health.
But aside from that, and that's an unfortunate aspect of bodybuilding today, but how about the world today as it relates to Muscle Beach and also in the past? How did if there weren't a Muscle Beach, how would the world be different if it had never evolved?
See, down the beach, they tried to get rid of the beach a long time ago with the politics. They wanted the beach on Sundays and Saturdays and Sundays and all. We'd have thousands of people down there. And Ocean Park was losing business, and all the people at the other end were losing business. So they wanted to get rid of that beach.
Because it's a free show.
Yeah, to spread the business out, because we'd have thousands of people down there. And they tried several times to get rid of that goddamn.
Before 58?
Yeah, to get rid of the beach. They had one little girl there saying that we raped her and different stuff, and they were going to press charges. And she said the police chief or somebody was messing around with her, and they just hushed that right up. And nothing was heard, then they finally got this other thing to get rid of it.
What year was that earlier incident with this girl?
It must have been about...
A year or two earlier?
Yeah.
And it was 58 that...
Always trying to get rid of the beach. They didn't want it there.
Why? No. I mean, the business factor was one. How much of it was the physical culture thing? You know, the fact that weightlifting wasn't respected then as it is now. Alice Drobnik. You remember Alice Drobnik on the city council?
City Council didn't want us. They didn't want us.
What about that? You know, the benefit of tourism and the joy of people coming out and seeing this unique spectacle.
Ocean Park had a bigger draw, money-wise.
Or at least a bigger nut to crack.
Yeah. You know, I'm talking about the pier, Ocean Park Pier.
Yeah. The POP.
Right.
Zabo. I see your career here, you know, in Southern California, related to bodybuilding, World Gym today, and Gold's Gym back on Pacific when Joe Gold owned the name Gold's Gym. If Muscle Beach had not been just south of the pier in Santa Monica, it seems to me that Joe Gold would not have stayed here as a merchant marine, and it seems to me that Zabo would not have stayed in his 1950 journey to the West Coast. He would have gone back to New Jersey, maybe, or come into another town. So it stands to reason that today there probably wouldn't be a World Gym and there wouldn't be a Gold's Gym.
Well, the thing was, I tell you, we were working down in the dungeon, working out there, and we had the Muscle Beach Club down there because they took all the weights from the beach and put them down the dungeon. And Joe goes, says, I'm tired of this stuff. He says, look, I got some land here. If you guys put in some money, he says, I'll build a gym and we can work out there.
And that was the gym on the Pacific?
Yeah, and it was only like everybody put in like $100 a piece. And the guys didn't want to do it. You know, they're hemming and hawing. They said, screw you, Joe said. And he says, I'll do it myself. So him and I went there and we opened up Gold's Gym. We got together and done it.
But again, it seems to be based on the fact that Muscle Beach kind of was what brought you all together as a family. I mean, Joe was in Boyle Heights, you know? This brought him out to the Santa Monica area.
Yeah, he was down at the beach a long time.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, it seems like Muscle Beach was a Arnold came here later because of Gold's Gym and because Southern California is the Mecca. I'm wondering whether you see, I mean, it seems to me, obviously, I think as you can hear the train of thought that I'm going on, that if there weren't a Santa Monica Muscle Beach, then there's a good chance that the story would have changed quite a bit. Arnold Schwarzenegger may not have come here. There would have been an Arnold Schwarzenegger. He would have gone on to do his thing. But the fact that he came to Southern California and there was this convergence of Zabo,
Joe Gold. Southern California got a lot of advertisement. Anybody came to California to work out. And usually if anybody went to Mr. California, he usually went to Mr. America.
Right. It was a logical transition.
Yeah, it was the big thing. California was the place.
And since Muscle Beach had evolved in the 30s and become world famous by the 50s, then it seems like it was also a natural destination for any serious bodybuilders to either be seen there or be there.
It was there. It was the place to go. It was advertising all the books.
Yeah.
They were always writing about stories on and stuff.
Right.
And I was curious when I was back east. I said, geez, I'd like to go out and see that.
So it was a center.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
It was it.
Yeah.
It was the
hub. It was the
Mecca.
Yeah. So then, now we have Venice and Santa Monica still as the Mecca.
Well, not really. It just doesn't have the
the same
mystique about it or anything. It's just there.
It's just commercial, a little bit.
Yeah, it's not like Muscle Beach.
Because of the genuineness, the health, the
well, I don't know,
family.
You know, we had Muscle Beach, and Venice Beach was still there, and they had a weightlifting thing there.
Right.
But nobody went there to work out.
Right. It wasn't the original. It wasn't the real.
Everybody went to Muscle Beach.
And then when the city shut down, at least the name aspect of Santa Monica, the clique still stuck together. Though.
And then they start working out at the Venice Beach a little bit.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Okay. Connecting with you on what you think of in terms of a quality physique even from Muscle Beach. You know, today the huge size is honored, and it really doesn't even make sense. People are getting, there's no limit, you know, what they have to do to try to, being huge is not enough.
I think you should be leaning hard, that's what you do. Something looks like you can do something with your body.
You mean a natural athletic
look?
Yeah.
And that's what I used to strive for when I was at Muscle Beach all the time. And there was a period in Muscle Beach States where everybody wanted to be big. They were drinking gallons of milk. They were big and smooth. And I never went for that.
You wanted more of the defined?
Yeah, because girls like that better.
So that was an attitude that you shared with other people. I mean, I look at George Eiferman, he was pretty lean, and Steve Reeves was extremely lean, wasn't he? You know, these guys weren't the ones that blew up and became so...
No, because most of the guys just wanted to get big, and no matter what it looked like. That's what it seems now. If they find something that grows on them, like their legs or something...
Blow it out of proportion.
They'll blow right out of proportion, you know?
So what do you recommend? If you're training with someone today and you're looking...
Hey, there were times when I was training and my legs were starting to get too big, and what's up? Training, so I wouldn't be. I wouldn't.
What about that question? As you reflect back, just scanning your thoughts about any memorable event at the beach or near the beach, around Muscle Beach, just something related to it. In the fun way, is there anything that comes to mind about any stunts you saw or any?
There were so many things. We all lived at the Seaside Terrace. It was the cheapest place around, and we never had too much money, so it would be two or three guys to apartment, you know, so we could make the bill.
Right.
And we'd done all kinds of crazy. We'd get up on top of that roof and get bags of water and drop them on people. We'd done all kinds of crazy stuff.
So it was a playground.
Yeah, I love the beach.
But there's no one event that comes to mind. Something
we'd have froggy roast down at the beach, you know. We'd have bonfires and everything.
Right there on Santa Monica,
yeah,
up here?
You can have it now.
Right.
We had all kinds of things like that down there, though.
So you'd have a group of people around a fire at night, roasting marshmallows or whatever? You know, you comment about the fact that today bodybuilding, has changed from the healthful, wholesome nature that it was. It's become more drug
it's
involved.
Drugs. It's even the girls are on drugs. The girls, everybody, all the guys look like clones. They're all blown out of proportion.
Too big.
I mean, I wouldn't even want to look like that today. Just walk around like that. It's ridiculous. It doesn't even look good.
And it's not healthy. But Zabo, what would be your comment to people who might have never been? What would you recommend as parting words to people about what Muscle Beach brought that you want to have continue, at least for what it can be? I mean, outside of the drugs and what have you today.
In those days, Muscle Beach was the place where you learned about how to work out, how to eat. Everybody was eating right. They were on a health kick. And everybody was working out. And we got different tips showed, different ideas of how to work out. So because nobody knew how to work out in those days.
It was all new.
It was nothing, yeah. Everything was all new. We were all experimenting. And it was just a wonderful place to be.
So what was it that people could bring forward today? What's the attitude or principles? Is it, clean living?
It was clean living. Now look what they got. They got rid of Muscle Beach. They got all the bums down there. We're all druggies and every other thing.
Yeah.
You don't dare walk down the promenade at night.
No.
Or on the beach.
I can see what you're saying.
In those days, we could sleep out there. We'd done anything we wanted on the beach.
And it was safe.
It was safe.
Well, how about this as a closing point? Zabo, what do you do today that you did then that carries into your life from Muscle Beach? Whether it's the way you deal with your friends here, or whether it's the way you train, or your attitude.
I know it's the attitude for life, and I still work out. I've worked out my whole life. And
a zest for wholesome living, and
that's it.
Yeah.
And I still do it.
That's great.
I try and eat well and work out and do the whole thing.
Modeling what you represented back then with all the guys who did it. but it was a clean living.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Thanks, Ava.